From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a reporter revisits the site of a Balkan massacre a decade ago when the world was learning the meaning of the term ethnic cleansing. First, the lead, London, and the start of the first work week since the terrorist bombings last Thursday that killed more than 50 people. British Prime Minister Tony Blair told Parliament today the bombers will not prevail.
Together we will ensure that though terrorists can kill, they will never destroy the way of life we share and we value, and which we will defend with such strength of belief and conviction that it is to us and not to the terrorists that victory will belong.
Meanwhile, investigators continue searching through the debris in underground tunnels as they gather evidence and work to identify people who were killed. With us now from London is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, just briefly, the mood in London today.
Alex, the center of the city is humming with business and tourism today. There were long lines of tourists at Westminster Abbey and the Tower of London. The mayor, Ken Livingstone of London, he took the subway to work today to, as a show of defiance that Londoners would not be intimidated by terrorism. The neighborhoods around some of the bomb attack sites are still blocked off as the investigation goes on. But things do appear to be coming back to normal. I do have to say, though, that security forces seem to still be somewhat jittery. There were two false alarms today, one near Parliament and another at a King's Cross subway station where briefly areas were blocked off and evacuated. There were fears of some kind of threat.
I read on Newswire's reports that they closed Downing Street where the Prime Minister lives. Quite a lot of concern there.
Yes, quite a lot of concern. And over the weekend, in fact, the city center of Birmingham was also cleared out one evening of thousands of people. So people really are on the lookout right now. And the police have asked, they've begged people not to leave bags out on the street in public without anybody by them.
How about progress in the investigation at this point?
Well, we're getting reports of some kind of an intelligence summit that started over the weekend involving American, Canadian, and European intelligence agencies. But really, no arrests made so far, not being publicized. I've spoken with a counterterrorism expert who says that it's quite likely that the British intelligence agencies are not releasing all of the information of this investigation so far.
It is the first 48 hours after a bombing, I read anyway, that are so important, but nothing turning up yet, no clues out in public anyway, and significantly no arrests.
No arrests so far. There were three people who were detained at Heathrow Airport over the weekend, but police seemed to indicate that this was not directly related to the bomb attacks. So we're not really clear where this investigation is going so far. British newspapers have mentioned a Syrian as a possible suspect here named Mustafa Setmarian Nasser, who they say they report has been linked to the Madrid train bombings. But there's no confirmation of these reports so far.
There's at least one victim identified so far, but it's going to be a while, I guess, before they get through a complete list. They're still still taking bodies out.
Right. And the death toll did rise to 52 today. They really have not been publishing the names of the dead so far. Police say they are going through the grisly and difficult work of identifying some of the bodies. They've set up family counseling, a family counseling center to help people deal with this. But they're still doing some very difficult work identifying, trying to recover the bodies from a very deep tunnel. And there have been some very emotional appeals from people who are still missing loved ones 4 days after these bomb attacks.
NPR's Ivan Watson in London. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Alex.